So we left off with a problem of the Rambam, where the Rambam points out that Kupas Nida doesn't get off the ground, Nida Kupa Haruya Udiya, and we pointed out that we have the Beferish Gemara in Yevamos Yesh Kupa Lutsulas, by Amana Lekohen Gadol, Grusha Lekohen Hedya. And how does the Rambam deal with that Gemara? We see that even a chupa shaloro e levia by psulas, the chalzo, it works. So we pointed out that there were two approaches. One of them we basically dealt with, the approach of Rav Chaim Trout, who said that the yesh chupa, the yesh chupa. That the Rambam has one chupa in Perek Yud, another chupa in Perek Yud Beis. And if we have to distinguish between these chupas, what we're going to do is say that the entire ishus on the Raisa claim comes about with Knisa L'Rishut. That's defined as Chupa in terms of Truma, and in terms of Tuma, and in terms of Aros Nedarim, in terms of Yerusha. And the only time that we need Yichud is Dafka for the purpose of Heter L'Arus, to permit the woman to her Arus, that Isa Drabanan, that Isa Midibre Sofrim, that until chupa, that the kala should not live with her husband. For that, we define chupa as yichud, and that way we'll distinguish. And the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about truma, and then there's no problem. Rabbi Chumstein alluded to this a little bit last night in his year, and he offered a variation on Rav Naftali Trapp where there is a difference. Rabbi Chumstein wanted to posit that maybe it depends as to which text we're working off of. If we're working off of a text which is Tola in Kinyan, or which is Tola in Beso, so when do we have Kinyan, when do we have Beso? That's Knisa L'Rishus. Knisa L'Rishus, we already have a level of Kinyan, and we already have a level of a woman be considered to be in the bias of her husband. So for example, Afar Sedarim, it says, in Beis Isha Nidara. So the moment you have Knisa L'Rishus, she's already moved from Beis Aviha into Beis Isha, or in terms of Truma. The Babli speaks about the pasuk of Kinyan Kaspo. The Yerushalmi uses the pasuk called Tohar Bebeso, Yochlenu. That's a dinim in Beisa. Masha Einkein, when we're dealing with halachos that are totally in V'hayu L'Basar Echad, that requires Yichud. And there we find two halachos. A, of course, the Heter L'Baal, right? That would only be via Yichud. But the nafkamina between Rav Ochenstein and Rav Nathalie Trapp would be Tuma. That Rav Nathalie Trapp took Tuma as part of the Nichlol. That when would a husband who's a Kohen be allowed to be Netani to his wife? Once there was Knisa L'Rishut. But if we're going to say no, Knisa L'Rishut is only good in those dinim that are Beis or Kinyan, but the moment that we get closer to a world of Beino U'Beina, then you require Yichud. So the Tuma, what does the Torah say? Ki im v'she'ero ha'karov elav. That's how a wife is defined. She'ero ha'karov elav. It's a chen that she'ero ha'karov elav, that's the ha'yu l'basar echad, that only is via yichud. Now, nafkamina between the two approaches is as follows. I mean, Rav Ochenstein, we understand what he's saying. He's saying that those parts of, those halakos that are more totally in the chavaya of nisuim, she'ero ha'karov elav, Mitzvah's Ona, those are totally in Yichud. Masha'en Kein, those that are more formal, that are din bias, those are totally in Knisa L'Rishut. Within Naftali Trapp, if I'm not mistaken, he brings a riot to his approach, in which Bia is the only thing that requires Yichud Haro'e L'Bia. And that he brings to Gemara in Baba Metzia in terms of Bokabo Kinao. We mentioned this last time, no? That we have two forms of kinyanim. You have kinyanim of bringing something into your rishus, hagba, meshicha, etc. Those are classic kinyanim. You bring something into your rishus in a symbolic manner. However, the Gemara speaks of the fact that if you borrow an axe, when can the mashiel no longer take it back after you used it? What kind of kinyan is using something? So using something is a sevat yakdet, namely that you borrowed it to use. So the moment that you began to use it, that determines the kinyan. Namely, a kinyan can also be a microcosm of that which you plan to do. So in that respect, if part of the world of Ishus is Mitzvahs Ona, is Bia, so the Yichud is like a microcosm of the Bia. This is like the beginning of the level of Beino Ubeina. And so that beginning stage can serve as a kinyan as well. But that would only be a kinyan for Hetzer Lebala. That has nothing else to do with Tuma. Right? So according to Rav Naftali Trump, in general, we have a din of Knisa L'Rishus. That's a classic kinyan of Mashiach HaGoa, etc. So here, the moment that Shluchei Habal give over to the Shluchei, moment Shluchei Av give over to Shluchei Habal, that's the classic kinyan of Nisuin. And only for Bia do we have a din of Yichud. Mashiach came according to the way Ruchstein was learning. We're saying no, that anything having to do with creating a world of Zveikus, that's totally in Yichud. Anywhere where the Torah speaks about the husband and wife as a husband and wife, She'ero ha'karov elav, then we need the level of Yichud. When the Torah speaks about it more in terms of objective categories of bias, of beso, or kinyano, then it's enough to have to be so. Okay, just to... It's a variation on our Philly trip that Rebbe Kostin offered last night on his own. But we pointed out that there is another derech that I said over the name of, I will say the name of Rav Shechter, and that is totally in a totally different chakira. And that's in terms of the nature of the din of Nida. And here, we could use as our Keresh Kvitza, our springboard, our Tosfos in Gittin. And the Bezim and Bez, Tosfos is bothered that since the Gemara offers get as an example of the world of Isur v'Heter, where we apply the din of Eid Echad Ne'eman v'Isurim, since the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis deals with the concept of Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Isurim, and Lechora, the Isur of a Nida to her, husband, is a classic Isur. And therefore, the woman, if we were to ask her if she's a Nida or not, she'd be Ne'emenet in the world of Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Isurim. So why do we need a separate Zeres HaKasuv, the Safra Allah, that we believe the woman with her sphera? Isn't this generally a din of Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Isurim? That's what Tosfos asks. The Yimtomar, E Eid Echad Ne'eman Bishari Surim, Akilu Iskazik Isura, Lafi Yado. We have a classic din of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bishurim, Amai Istrich, the Safra La, La Atzma. Why do Chazal have to be Doresh, the word La, the Safra La La Atzma, that a woman can count on her own and doesn't need two Eidim that will be made on each of her days of Shiva Nakiyim? Isn't this a classic halacha of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bishurim? The Yeshlomar says Tosfos, we'd have a halamina that since we have a din of Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. Maybe we would say that Nida comes under this category of Davar Sheba Erva. And Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim, Kamashmalan. Question is, Kamashmalan what? What's the Kamashmalan? What are the two options? That either Nida is not a Davar Sheba Erva or. It's a Davar Sheba Erva, but it doesn't require Shtayim. That's a Machlokes Achronim, how to learn over there in Tosfos. There are two that, if you look at the Mefarshim of Tosfos over there, so you'll find Machlokes Achronim, how to learn Tosfos. And we pointed out, essentially, Mar Makomas, that this may also be a Machlokes Rishonim. What's the basis of the Machlokes? So we mentioned already last time that Nida is exceptional. On one hand, it's found in the Parsha of Arayas. Hey. And the level of Onesh is one of Kares, which is classic Davar Sheba Erva. On the other hand, Davar Sheba Erva usually creates Mamzerus. That's all the situations of Davar Sheba Erva. Brother lives with a sister, so the progeny is a Mamzer. You have an Eishes Ish, so we have a Mamzer. And we know that in the world of Davar Sheba Erva, Kedushin are not Tofes. While a nida, a ben nida, a bas nida, is certainly not an erva, certainly not a mamzer, I'm sorry, certainly not a mamzer. It's a pagam, it's not mamzerus. And we have halacha that kedushin are co-faced in a nida. The harayat makudeshitli is not a problem at all in the world of nida. We have a question over here in terms of yichud, in terms of nisuin, but kedushin certainly are co-faced in a nida. So on one hand, we have that nida has things in common with the world of davishav erva. On the other hand, not. So the kamashmon of Tosfos is sort of left up in the air. Kamashmon that nida really is a davashe be'erva, but it's a yote dofen, safra lo la'atzma, or safra lo la'atzma. We learn from here that nida is not a davashe be'erva, and just happens to have certain chumers. And we do we have over here a sort of a souped up Easter, or do we have a watered down davashe be'erva? Those are the two options. Within the Rishonim, I pointed out that Rabbeinu Tam, in his Shelos v'Tshuvos in Siman Tei, has a din of dvarim with Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he points out that Rabbeinu Ephraim held that that nida is an erva. So he says, "Ma pitam ana mefarshim ma achot isha miyuchedet she erva lafuke nida." Af agav d'chsid elisha b'nida d'avsa lo sikra l'galot. Ein ha'talmud korei erva. Erva is something which is objective, something which is has lasting effect, not something that changes every 2 weeks. We don't have this rotating erva, 2 weeks is an erva, 2 weeks is not an erva, 2 weeks is an erva, 2 weeks is not an erva. V'chein ein davashav erva pachos mishnayim, ein cheskas nida d'chlal v'lo b'svirasa. And, you know, and he brings right family that Rabbeinu Tam holds barur, that nida is not a davashe be'erva. However, when one looks into the Rambam's language is somewhat different. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, first in Yisraviyah perhaps, in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, the Rambam over there starts off, Hanida harehi kishar ha'arayot, that nida is part of the world of arayot. Now, Himina in terms of ma'areba, in terms of the Kiv Koresh, etc. And who are din in Hilchot Mishus, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. Over there, the Rambam points out that HaMekadesh Achas Min Ha'arayos Lo Asa Klum, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Le'erva, Chutz Min HaNida. So it appears Nida is part of the world of Erva, just has this Kula. Shemakadesh es hanida, hareza mekudeshet kedushin gemurin, ein roi lasos kein. However, the Rambam, both in Hilchos Ishus and in Hilchos Yerubiyah, seems to agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. My nafkamina, whether nida is an erva or whether nida is not an erva. Okay, I mean, actually, with halachos we know. We know it has certain common denominators with the world of erva, and certain areas where it's different. So my nafkamina, whether, you know, it's just a question of writing a book and knowing in which chapter to put the category of nida, do we put it in Roman numeral 1 or Roman numeral 2? My nafkamina, yes? Before you get to kufas nida. That's what Torah says. The Torah says that we have over here a problem. If it's Goraisa or Drabonon, that Lachor is a question as to whether it's Asmachta or it's a Drasha Gemura. That's not a question as to whether it's a Nida or not, as to whether it's an Erva or not. Dina Yichud apply also to Nida, to certain Halachos of Yichud Ishto Nida before this Bia in Adam Amishiashal Pas Pesalo. Yeah. Elisha b'nidat tumasa lo sikru v'lulga lo ervasa. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Ephraim had claimed. That Rabbeinu Tam says, even though that's language of the pasuk, don't take it literally. But what my nafkamina? No, Rabotai. Yeah. Yehareg v'al yavor. We have three categories of Yehareg v'al yavor: Gili Araya, Shlichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Gili Arayos includes all things that are in the world of Davrusha Be'erva. Is there a din of Yehareg Va'al Yavor in the world of Nida? If someone were to tell that individual, I want you to be bold, it's Nida or I'll kill you. Someone tells you, be machal Shabbos or I'll kill you, you're machal Shabbos. Someone tells you, be bold, this Aishas Isha or I'll kill you, go ahead and get killed. What if someone tells you, be bold and Anida? Is that the world of Gilui Arayos or is that the world of Shari Surim? And it's dealt with a very famous context in Yerideya, in Siman Kuf Nun Zayim, where the Beis Yosef deals with it, that we say that the world of Yehereg V'Yavur is not only on the Etzem Avera, like Vias Nida, but also Avizrayu, the whole world that goes around the Avodah Zarah, the whole world goes that, you know, that would go around the world of Nida, which over here the Chora would include also Chibuk, Benishuk, etc. And so the question that the Beis Yosef deals with is if a husband is a doctor and his wife is a Nida, could he take her pulse? And again, the Beis Yosef and the Shach over there deal with it on the level of what is considered to be Negiyah Shel Chibuk. He's taking a pulse, Asur or Mutar. But the question over there was whether we'd have a Din of Geher Vel Yavor. So she's ill. But if we have, maybe this is like Atzei Asherah, that even for Refuah you can't use. So over there, the Shach disagrees with the Beis Yosef. This is not Negiyah Shel Chibuk. But it's not had it been Negiyah Shel Chibuk, it would have been a problem. I mean, let's say he has Sleeping Beauty. The only way of waking her up is by kissing her. That's Negiyah Shel Chibuk. Right? So we have over here situations of Yehereg V'Al Yavor. That is one Nafkamina. That's one Nafkamina. And within the context of Yerideh over there, it appears that the Beis Yosef, the Shach, take for granted that were we to have a level of Negiyah Shel Chibuk, there would be a Yehereg V'Al Yavor, it would be Avizrayu, the Gilui Arayos. And the second Nafkamina, Lechora, would be our question of Chuppah. That if we're dealing with Stam and Isur, I will ask, we posit, Chuppah She'ena Ruya Labia is not an ideal Chuppah. But if we're dealing with Stam and Isur of Bia, by Kohen Gadol, and an Almana, by Kohen Hedyot, and a Grusha, so B'dievid, we would say that Chuppah perhaps would work. Masha'enkein, if we're dealing with Nida, then the Lo Chazi Ladi is on the level of Arayos. On the level of Arayos, then Yitzachen, not only L'chatzchila, but also V'di'edet. So that would be where we could be Mechad between Yesh Chupa L'Psugos, but B'chol Zot Ein Chupa L'Nida. Psugos are not in the world of Arayos. Masha'enkein, Nida is in the world of Arayos. And then the Rishonim would be L'shitatam. Namely, the Rishonim, the Rashi. And the Ran, etc., they hold that Nida is not an Erva. Once Nida is not an Erva, so the same way the Yesh Kupa Lepsulos, Yesh Kupa Lenida. Mashenkin the Rambam, he says that Nida is an Erva. So although Yesh Kupa Lepsulos, the holds are on the level of Erva, there we wouldn't have Kupa. The Easter of Kashmir Shamita on Yom Kippur, the Raya that the Nesivos gave, that's a regular Easter, that's not a din of Erva. So over there we would say that Didiyevah there would be a Kupa. Is that the Kohen Gadol could find a second wife on Yom Kippur? That over there, but that's not in other words, that's not the Rambam's situation of Nida. So when the Rambam says you require a chuppah haruya labia, everyone agrees to require that lechatzila. So whether it's going to be ma'akev, it would only be ma'akev in the world of erva. It wouldn't be a ma'akev in the world of bios asuros that are not part of the world of erva. So that's the second way of being machalik to parent for the Rambam. Of Kufas Nida. Okay, that takes us down to the two dots on Das Beis and Medeis, where we saw over there in the sugya that we on the level of those areas where there is a chiyuv of mizonos, not a chiyuv of mizonos, and through the back door we got into the Rambam Shita of Pirsa Nida of Kufas Nida. Then the Gemara moves over on Das Beis and Medeis to a totally different topic. Amar Rava uleinyan gitin eino kain. Amar kasava Rava ein ones begitin. Ein ones begitin. We don't take ones into account as a factor if we have a kiyum hatnai in gitin, and this kiyum hatnai only took place for ones. We don't say boo. We allow the get to go through, and the Gemara brings all sorts of. The Yukim and Kashis, and to understand what Rava's halacha is, And then the Gemara on the bottom over here, the Beizim and Day says, Ela Rava Svara de Nafshe Ko Amar, Mishum Snuos, Umishum Prusos. But really, Meikar Hadin, Yesh Ones Begitin. But we have a reason that for Chazal to make a specific takana, Mishum Snuos to prevent Aguna, Mishum Prusos to prevent Mamzerus, to say that even though Meikar Hadin, we would say, Yesh Ones Beget, Midrabanon, we paskin, Ain Ones Beget. That's the first lashon of the Gemara, and the Gemara brings in Afkin Rabbanon to explain how you can have a situation where Mida Oraisa, they are married, and Mida Rabbanon, they are considered to be Megurashim. And then the Gemara has a Ika de Amri Amar Rava, V'chein le'inyan Gitin, Alma Kasava Rava, Yesh Ones V'gitin. The Gemara has two lashonos. And the bottom line of the Gemara is that both Lashonos agree, Me'ikar Hadin Yesh Ones Begitin. Just according to one Lashon, we have a Takana. We have a Takana, Midrabanon, that we view it Ki'ilu Ein Ones Begitin. And how do we paskin? What do you see in the Rishonim? Like the first Lashon, or like the Ikar Damrei? Like the first Lashon, over here, Tosos Afkim Amaralas, Ikar Damrei, Pasak Ben Ochanan Al Kulish Nakama, the Ein Ones Begitin, again, Midrabanon. But it writes in the Gemara Nashaleach. I have a kasha from the Gemara Nishachazo. But that's the way that all Rishonim paskin. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, everyone paskins like the first Lashon of Rava. Okay, so in terms of Psak, we're going to be Noheg Ki'ilu Ein Ones Begitin, even though Me'ikar Hadin Yesh Ones Begitin. So we have to understand, what is this Ikar Hadin? What's the Svara over here for the Ikar Hadin to say that Yesh Ones Begitin? So here we have a very, very powerful Rashi on the top of the Gimel Amud Aleph. Mida Oraisa Lo Have Gita Shematzinu Ta'anas Ones Min HaTorah Sheneemar V'lana. That the reason, the makar of Yesh Ones Begitin is learned out from this pasuk in the world of Arayos, V'lo na'ara lo sa'ase davar. Why? Because she is an anusa, and therefore we learn out that we have a concept of ones, and therefore yesh ones begitin. What jumps are being made between the pasuk of lo na'ara lo sa'ase davar and our sugi? Is this so pashut that lo na'ara lo sa'ase davar should be the makar for our gemara? David, what do you say? Okay. Shat in the parsha over there is it's a tur onshin lo na'ara lo sa'ase davar. If we're going to be handing out skila, chenek, etc., the na'ara is out of the picture. The boel who's doing it for ratzon, so there he moves into the world of onshin. Mashenkin, the na'ara who is being forced, is doing al karcha, she's not in the world of onshin. And that's the way the Rambam brings down this halacha. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, very, very famous Rambam in Perek Hey. Halacha Dalad, where the Rambam says, he brings the Ein Tzarech Lomar, I'll start off a little earlier. V'yachol pikein, v'mnesha avar ba'ones, and we're dealing with a person who was supposed to be yehorig al yavor, but he was chicken. V'mnesha avar ba'ones, ein malkin oso, v'ein tzarech lomar, ein memisin oso bezden, afilu horag ba'ones, he's not a bar-onshim, she'ein malkin memisin ela la'over b'ritzono, u'be'edim u'ba'atzra. And he quotes the pasuk from the world of Avodah Zarah. Uma avodah zara shi chamura min hakol ha'oved osa ba'ones eino chayef kares eino tzarech lomar misas bezdin Kavachomer Shar Mitzvot Shvei Torah Uba'arayos Omer V'lonar Losas Adavar. Lonar Losas Adavar is a makor for a p'tur may onchim even in the chomerdika world of arayos. We have a pasuk in the world of Avodah Zarah. We have a pasuk in the world of arayos. Where do we find that it goes beyond that? So if you take the pasuk Lonar Losas Adavar and put it into the computer, you'll find out that it pops up twice in the Yerushalmi and four times in the Bavli. Look them up in the Yerushalmi, Ptur Meyonish. Classic, what we saw, classic pasuk context, Ptur Meyonish. In the Bavli, one time we have Ptur Meyonish. However, three times the Gemara deals with it in contexts that go beyond Ptur Meyonish. There's the Gemara in the Darim on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. There's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Nun Dalet. And then there's a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Kafches Amid Beis. I sent you to Baba Kama because I figured most people probably out of those three Masechtas probably learned Baba Kama more recently than they learned either Avodah Zarah or Nedarim. But all three Gemaras go beyond the world of Ptur Meyonish. Let's just take the Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara Baba Kama says that even though we have a rule, Adam Muad Va'olam, if a person is Mazik Va'ones, if a person is mazik ba'onas, then he's potter. Doesn't have to pay any money. He's mazik ba'onas. Why? Because for lanara lo sa'asa davar. You know, this has nothing to do with the onshin. You're talking over here about malchus, about nisa. The tashlumen over here is not a tashlumen of onesh. What is the transformation of Lanara Los Asadavar? I'll give you the other two examples. In Avodah Zarah, they speak about the fact that if someone is mishtachaved to an animal, the onus, he doesn't turn that animal into a ne'evad. If an animal is a ne'evad, it's possible for the mizbeach. So when is an animal a ne'evad? Only if someone bows down to it, beratzon. Masha'enkin, if someone bows down to the animal, ba'onus, it's the animal not a ne'evad. Again, it doesn't do with onshin. It's nothing to do with onshin. We're dealing over here with the status of the animal, or the Gemara in the Darim, very, very similar to our sugya. If a person makes a certain condition, and then ba'onas, the condition is fulfilled, we view it as a kiyum, and we don't view it as a kiyum hatanai. And if he says, I promise to tell the court, I promise you that I'll bring you a proof within 3 days, and otherwise, I lose the case. Right? And he gets pneumonia, he can't come to the court for those 3 days. So they say, Lanara Losas Adavar, he can still bring his proofs later on, perhaps. What over here do we have? Yes?
As opposed to later showing, there's some evidence where
only
it's reviewed as if you haven't done anything.
So start the other way around. In other words, that we have a rule, in other words, Chazal understood Lanara Losas Adavar means that an act which is done by onus is not called a human act. It's not a human act. And therefore, lanara lo sa'asa davar, why is there no punishment? Because there was no ma'isa avera. Namely, you only get punishment for a ma'isa avera. We would have understood what happens when you're over a ma'isa avera by onus. The ma'isa avera is there. The bottom line is you did it, but you're part of from onshin. Comes along Chazal and understood the Gemara differently, understood the part differently. Lanara lo sa'asa davar, a ma'aseh, which is ba'onas, is not a ma'aseh ben adam. It's not a human act. If it's not a human act, so A, one is not punished because there's no ma'aseh avera. B, in other words, there is no, it's not considered to be mazik. Adam huad la'olam, when he does a ma'aseh nezik, this is not a ma'aseh nezik. Therefore, it's not also a ma'aseh that turns something into avodah zarah. Therefore, it's not also considered to be kiyumat tonight, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so Rashi learns that way in our sugya. Therefore, a kiyum tanai ba'ones is not viewed as a kiyum atanai. The tanai was not makuyum, so therefore the get is not a get. The question is, what if you don't learn like Rashi? That's the way Rashi learns. You realize that Rashi's way of learning is a relatively radical approach to bring in lanara lo sa'asa davar, yes?
Also, so it's not
It's a good question. It could be that even though it's not a maisa that you're, and therefore there is no, there are no onshin in this, and there's no you don't touch women. But the bottom line is that there's certain totsa'ah in the world. So it could be that when you bring about a certain totsa'ah in the world, that medinei shamayim, that's a different category.
You're saying you just have the onshin, it's not a maisa in the
cloud. It's not your maisa,
but
the totsa'ah is there. The bottom line is the totsa'ah is there. And therefore, it's halakim inali yado to a certain degree, but that's on the level of dinei shamayim. That's not the level of dinei yado. Yes. No, the Gemara over there simply says, how can you prove it? Maybe it's after by Nisa. And the Gemara leaves it, it's open. Doesn't reject it, leaves it open. Right, leaves it open. So Rashi understood that the leaving it open means that the principle applies. That the application may not apply over there, but the principle that an act done by onus is not considered to be Maisa Adam, that principle still applies. Doesn't bring in our Gemara. What it does is it has a parallel case to our Gemara. It's parallel. But you can distinguish between the two. The Ran over there distinguishes. Ran's on the page in the door. Yeah, so look in the back and I'm going to find it. Okay. How would you learn our sugya without Rashi? How else would you learn our sugya? What's an alternative way of learning our sugya aside from Rashi? Why? What would be the makar of yesh ones begitin without getting involved in Lanaravos Asadava? How did everyone else learn our Gemara aside from Rashi? Only Rashi brings the Lanaravos Asadava. How do all the other Rishonim learn our Gemara? Or how could they learn our Gemara? Binyamin? So then we have to work over here within the world of Tanai. And here, if you recall, we saw the Gemara and Ksuvas of Daf Ayin Dalet, that the ability to make a Tanai is in those categories of chalos, of creating a status, which comes about via Das. And we pointed out that those things you could, that are Shayat and Shlichus, are Shayat and Tanai. Over here we're dealing with chalos, which is man-made. Namely, that a person wants a certain result to occur, and since he's the balabas, he can also make it tonight. He can say, I want it to occur under certain conditions, under certain circumstances, etc. So, let's say a person can say, I want this distribution to be chal if I am able to run around the block. If I'm able to run around the block, then I want the condition to be chal. If I can't run around the block, then the condition won't be chal. If we have such a situation where it's nai is mekuyam ba'ones, namely it's clearly not that which he intended, so then perhaps that tnai, which he didn't intend, would not have an effect. In other words, that it would be similar to the world of Mekach Taus, that we have over here simply a lack of Das. This is what we call in Halacha Umdana. Umdana means that we can break a Chalos if we have the right to assume that that's not what the individual intended. And a person can make a Kinyan, a Maisa Kinyan, a person can make a Tanai, but if it's clear to us that what is going to happen is not what he wanted, then we say he lacks das, and the lack of das breaks everything, because the das is that which creates the chalos. So the lack of das would break the chalos. Let's just give a few examples of umdana. If we look in the Gemara in Baba Basra on the Kuf Lamed Days and Medays, there's a Mishnah over there. Okay. Akuf Rami Beis Amid Aleph. The member of the Gol Ozil Rav Nachman Basar Umdina V'Hatanya Haresh Halach Beno L'Medina Sayam V'Shama Shemais Beno V'Amad V'Kosav Kol Mechosav L'Acheri Achar Kach Ba Beno. So Rav Shimon Ben Asya says Ein Matanaso Matana Ilu Hayadeya Shebeno Kayam Lo Ksavar. It's the famous situation where Milton Rockefeller was once the governor of New York. He was Rockefeller. He had a son who went off to New Guinea and disappeared. So he gave all his money to the Rockefeller Foundation. His son never came back. But had his son come back, so clearly, so there's an umdina. Why did he give it to that foundation? Because he assumed he had no son. Had he known he would have had a son, he would have given it to his son. He didn't mention anything at the time. I'm giving it to the foundation because my son is dead. He didn't say it black and white. You don't have to say certain things black and white. Certain things are obvious. You have an umdina de mucha, it's something which is obvious. Or the Gemara speaks about the Shchivimra. Those are learning Daf Yomi. This is a whole parak almost. A Shchivimra writes all of his nechasim to YU. He has terminal cancer. He writes all of his nechasim to YU. And then he gets a clean bill of health. So he goes to YU and says, I'd like it all back. So they'll never get it back from him. Right? But Al Pi Halacha, if he went to a basin, right, they would say, Umdina Demuchach. Had he left something for his old age? So now he just changed his mind. He wants a little more for his old age. But if he gave everything, then he assumed that there's not going to be any old age. There's not going to be any old age. And now he's going to have an old age. That's an Umdina Demuchach. Or, we had a case on Daf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, where a person tells his wife that he's going to give her $1 million Tosefik Sufa. And then he dies before the chuppah. And the yorshim of the woman come for $1 million. And his yorshim say, just a minute, you know, the marriage was never consummated. Gemara says, we have an umdana that mishum chibas via, mishum chibas chuppah. Those are umdanas. We didn't ask him, he's dead. We have an umdana that when people give this tosefet, they want a certain quid pro quo. And that was missing in that particular situation. That's all the world of umdana. So over here, when we have a t'nai, which is mekuyam ba'ones, namely, this fellow said, if I don't come back in 30 days, the get will be a gift, and he's standing on the other side of Prague, right? And there's this river that was normally 2 meters high, and now it's 7 meters high, and he can't get over the river. And he just can't get over. The police won't let him get over. And he's screaming to us on the cell phone, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Right? I don't want it to be a... So that alone is already enough to break the get. And even though we have a kiyum hatanai, we have an umdana that under these circumstances he wouldn't have wanted the get to go through. That umdana is the din of Rav over here of Yesh Ones Begitin. That would be the other alternative, yes? The seichel is that he wants 3 days to think as whether this get is really a get. And he's basically saying, that, look, in other words, give me 3 days to think about it. If I decide to break the get, I'll come back. And if I decide to give the get, I won't come back. That's the seichel. People like to think about things. So he's thinking about it for 30 days. The entire time he already gave her the get, he found the agent, found the best thing, but he wants 30 days to think it over. Then he has second thoughts. He tries to get back, and the airlines aren't flying. He can't get over the river, etc. So it's clear to us what his intention is. It's clear to us that he was honest. When it's clear to us that he was honest, then we break the t'nai. And even though we have all these items of t'nai kafel and hain potel l'rav, etc., the umdana is more powerful than all of these dinim put together. The umdana overrides kinyan. If an umdana can override a kinyan, an umdana can override a t'nai in the kinyan. Okay. That's the alternative way of learning. My nafkamina, whether we learn like Rashi or whether we learn the alternative way of umdana, and again, umdana is a klal b'kol haTorah kula. In Encyclopedia Talmudis, you're going to have an erech umdana. You have an erech ones, you have an erech umdana, and there's umdana demucha that goes without saying. Then you have an umdana that the person states. A person has a garage sale because he's going in aliyah, and then it turns out that I don't know, that they raise his medical insurance, he can't come, and so he wants everything back. Right? He said, you know, it's a Gemara speaks about that. You know, it's that easy. It was clear that he was only selling because he's coming on Aliyah, and he's not going on Aliyah, so he can get everything back. Either with Kinyanim, people making Hagbah and Mashiach and Bechule. The Umdina overrides all of these Kinyanim. The Mainach Kinyanim. So here we find within the Achronim that they point out that we have a very, very strong Nafkamina. The cases that we find in the Gemara are Kiyum Tanai Ba'ones. Hareza Gitech Im Lo Basi Ad Shloshim Yom. And then there was a Kiyum Tanai, Loba. Why Loba? The river, Kola. In other words, so that's why Loba. We have a Kiyum Tanai Ba'ones. What if we would have the opposite situation? Hareza Gitech Im Basi. He wants to get to be fulfilled when he comes. And then Ba'ones, he can't come. He wants to be there at the giving of the gift. Hareza Gitech Im Basi. He also wants 30 days to think about it, but he says, if I come back and give you the gift, it'll be a gift. And if I stay away, it means I'm happy. I like, you'll be there, I'm there, but we'll be married. Right? Hareza Gitech Im Basi. And then the river is between them, or then he's sick and he can't get there. And he's screaming, I want it to be a get, I want it to be a get. What would we say about such a situation? Hareza Gitech Imbasi, and he's Ne'enas, and what you have over here, a Bitul Hatanai Ba'ones. Not a Kiyum Hatanai Ba'ones, but a Bitul Hatanai Ba'ones. Now let's take it through on both sides. What would be, according to, if we view it as Umdana, from the side of Umdana, we see he wants to get to go. We see that he's interested that there should not be a Bitul Hatanai. It was a Bitul Hatanai bonus, the same way that he can knock off a Kiyum Hatanai bonus, he can knock off a Bitul Hatanai bonus. They're going after his das. He wants it to be a get. And he basically gave the get, he just made it tonight. We have a Bitul Hatanai, but it's Ba'onus. So l'chora, the onus would override the bitul to the same degree as the onus overrides the kiyum. However, if we're working off of lanara losase davar, where do we get to? Yeah.
So onus could say that mice didn't happen. You can't say that mice didn't happen.
Excellent, right? And onus could say that when there was a kiyum hatanai, but onus it wasn't a kiyum hatanai. It wasn't an act. It wasn't his act. But an onus can't create a yesh me'ayim. If there was a bitul, might not mean if the bitul was the onus, not the onus. So it was not a kiyum. Namely, an onus can't create. An onus can tell us that which is there is really not there. But it can't create a yesh me'ayim. So if we're dealing with the kiyum atanai the onus, then the onus tells us this was not a kiyum atanai. But a bitul tanai the onus, even if it's not a bitul, but there was never a kiyum. He never got there. The bottom line is he never got there. If there was never a kiyum, it's not a get. This is a machlokes rishonim. The ra'ah and the ritzvah alatar on our Gemara, both the ra'ah and the ritzvah distinguish between kiyum atanai and bitul atanai. You say our Gemara is talking dafka. Says, Ain onus. Afilu begitin lekulei alma. Va'afa gavu bitul haget roshayach paima d'tznus ukruta. Afilu haki v'ha amar im basi v'nei nasvo ba ledivrei hakol ain onus. Shekevan shenizvatel afal pishenizvatel mitoch onus. Lekel v'neimor dechashvinim lekiul onizvatel. Mikol makom harei onus kaiyematznai. The bottom line is that we lack a kiyum hatanai, and who had the Ritva uses the same language. We lack a kiyum hatanai. Also sent you to a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Mechira, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, for the Mishnah Lamelech also. Quotes Rivash, the same thing, that we can have a kiyum hatanai ba'ones, we can't have a bitul hatanai ba'ones. Who disagrees? Who disagrees? So before we get to the Yerushalmi, it could be that the Rambam disagrees. I'll just read you the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Maybe yes, maybe no, not sure. The Rambam says as follows in Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Where brings down this halacha? Hisno aveha sheyehe get imro ba ad shloshim yom l'medina zel. So haya baba derech betol shloshim yom v'chala o akavo nahar v'lo ba ad achar shloshim yom hareiz again. That's our gemara. Afilu omed v'tzoveya harei ani onus. We paskin ein ones begitim. We pask like the first lashon of Rava. The Rambam continues v'af al pi shegivla da'ato she'ein ritzono ligarish. It could be that over here, I'm saying, is even though me'ikar hadin, yesh ones begitin, the whole that we have this takana. What does it mean, me'ikar hadin, yesh ones begitin? Gila da'ato, she'en ritzono ligarish. You know, that the gilu das, that is the ikar. But even though we have this din of gilu das, the whole that, mishim takanos, or prusos, and snuos, we override it. So it could be over here that this language of Afalti Shagila Dato Shein Ritamal Garish, that's where the Rambam understands the side of Yesh Ones Begitin. But again, that's a deal. It's not something that the Rambam says black and white, but what we do have black and white is what Gurnan pointed out, is Yerushalmi. And that's what the Ran quotes. I sent it to the Ran in Kedushin, that the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi, where we have exactly the case we're talking about. Where we say that a person tells his wife, "Hareyat mekudeshet li, al menas sha'ach nisech liyom ploni." Hareyat mekudeshet li. Let's say it was Rosh Chodesh Adar. He says, "Hareyat mekudeshet li, Rosh Chodesh Adar, al menas that will get married together on Rosh Chodesh Nisan." Comes along Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chala ikvo nohar. There is no nisuin on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Does that lemafreya break the kedushin of Rosh Chodesh Iyar? That's a, in other words, do we have over here a din of ones the kedushin that we say that should we say that over here that the that we have kedushin or not? What happened? We had bitul hatanai. We had bitul hatanai, but the bitul hatanai was ba'ones. We had bitul hatanai ba'ones. That's exactly our case. So Rish Lakish uses the language. Unsa command the Ovid. Unsa command the Ovid. And according to the Ran, Rav Yochanan agrees with Iker Hadin that Unsa command the Ovid, but he says that's fine and good in the world of Gittin. But in the world of Kedushin, it takes two to tango and take into account Kerin Das as well. So therefore, we have a problem in terms of the world of Kedushin. But the principle of Unsa command the Ovid, according to the Ran, both Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree to it. What is Unsa command the Ovid? If we are working off of Vana'al Relo Sa'ase Davar, that's not Unsa command the Ovid, that's Unsa command the Ovid. Vana'al Relo Sa'ase Davar tells us that what he did is as though he didn't do. It doesn't say what he didn't do is as though he did. But if we learn it as a din of umdina, so umdina could be what he didn't do is as though he did. In other words, he intended to marry her. And therefore, the kedushin should be chal. He didn't marry her. That was ba'ones. Unsa command the other. We view his das. We don't view what happened in the world of metzius. We view what happened in the world of das. So clearly over here, according to the Ran, both Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree that we have a din of umdina. You don't have to learn the way the Ran learns. You could learn, like Ryan wanted to say, that that's a machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Maybe Rish Lakish holds unsa command the other. And Rav Yochanan disagrees. He says, not the Torah. Ones is the din of Vanara Vosasa Dabar. That can only go that Masha Osa Ki'ilu Lo Asa, but it can't turn a Yesh Mi'ayim. You can't have something that was not done as though it was done. Okay, so we have over here a machlokes certainly between the Ran on one hand, within Chachmei Sfarad, between the Ran on one hand and the Ra'ah and the Rashba, and the Rabbah and the Ritva on the other hand. If we look into our sugya, is there any indication from Rashi? Is clear. Rashi says Vanara Lasasa Dava. Is there any indication from Tosfos if he was working within the realm of Rashi or within the realm of the Ran? Is Tosfos talking in the Tosfos terminology that he uses? Does it fit in better to the world of Rashi, of Vanara Lasasa Dava? Or is it better into the world of the Ran in terms of umdam? Now again, our whole sugya is talking about Kiyuma tonight. Kiyuma tonight, we have both options. Bitula tonight is not Kiyuma. That's not brought in our sugya. It's only brought in through the back door by the Ra'ah and the Ritva. It's not brought on the page. I'm referring over here to the little two-line Tosfos, Dilma Meis. The bottom Tosfos. On the Beis and the Deis. What does it say over there, Yoni?
He says that
the Tosfos right. Wants to distinguish between different levels of onus. You have an onus to shliach, an onus to lo shliach. If we're dealing with Vanara Vosasa Dover, my nafgamina, whether it's an onus to shliach or it's an onus to lo shliach, the bottom line is it's not his maisa. But if we're dealing in terms of umdana is taking into account what he thought. If we say, well, this he had already had in mind, but this he didn't have in mind, this he could have had in mind, those are languages of umdana. So the whole chiluk over here, lechora, between shliach and lo shliach klal, that whole chiluk, totally, whether it's asika daite or lo asika daite, lechora, that makes a lot of sense within the world of umdana. Within Rashi, it would be much more difficult to fit it in, because then you'd have to take every take the Gemara in Ezekiel. We're talking about an onus to shliach, onus to lo shliach, etc. But within the Ran's sheet of umdana, that would make more sense. One more point, yes. Yeah. So I'm saying that shita of distinguishing between onus bidei adam, onus bidei shamayim, onus b'shliach, onus lo shliach, that we find in the Rishonim, that in other words, once we really see the Ran shita, that fits much better into the Ran shita than into Tosfos. Rav Elchanan Wasserman has a ketter where he says just the opposite. I don't understand it, but you can see it inside. He's one of a number of Achronim who deal with this issue of onus begitin, and he brings the deus on both sides. Rav Chassin also gave at Maror Makomos last night on onus begitin. Also, Maror Makomos classic in order to see the Ra'ah and the Ritva in our sugya, see the Ran in Kedushin, can be expanded much more, as Rav Chassin will do. But Rav Elchanan, in the course of talking, assumes that this Tosfos is like Rashi, not like the Ran. I find that very difficult. There's one other sugya which is brought here that, again, is brought in somewhat through the back door, but Lechora is shot in the sugya itself. It's brought in the Ramah, in Yeridea, in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. Siman Reish Lamed Beis, in Dinim of Medarim, in Sif Yud Beis. There's a very, very long Ramah over there, dealing with the sugya on Medarim, Daf Kaf Zayin, in terms of Nidrei Onsin. That a person made a neder, that all of his nechasim will be osur on his chaver, if his chaver doesn't come to eat with him, and then his chaver doesn't come because of an ones, cholahu, cholabeno, itzonohar, etc. So we say that's nidrei onsin, even though there was no tnai about the ones, we assume that's nidrei onsin. So the Ramah says as follows. Misha nishva onadar la'asos davar tol shana. Let's say I make a neder that I want to learn the Sefer Balabasra between now and next Arab Rosh Hashanah. I want to learn Balabasra over the next year. Misha nadar la'asos davar tol shana ovi yom ploni yeshlo la'asosa miyad ovi shacharis kishiyagia oso hayom shemi yishkach achar kach lo ya'asenu. I should start with Babasra now. Let's say I don't start now. Let's say I decide to start next and go on this, you know, it's shvung of 40 blood a day, right, for the month of Elul. I have to do chazaras as well, right? Okay, 15 blood a day. The imlo asal miyad ki amar adayin yesh li pnei la'asoso v'shachaf onenas. Also, the next Elul, I get caught up in other matters and I can't finish. Yesh omrim the mikri ones. The yesh omrim the lo mikri ones. That's our question. It's called in the language of Achronim, Ones Liyom Acharon. I have a year to do something. I promise my wife I'll paint the house during the course of the year. And then I wait till the last day, and I go to the store, and the store is closed. I can't find the paint. But I could have painted it yesterday. I could have painted it a week ago, a month ago, etc. Is that called Ones? Is that called Ones? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Yesham and Mikri Ones. Yesham and Lo Mikri Ones. Who is the one who says mikriones? He quotes over here Haran in Perakets and Haregel. Who is the one who says lo mikriones? He quotes an aguda in Perak Mishachazel in Gitzin. What is this aguda? This aguda is quoted by the Ksos and the Sivos I sent you to. The aguda brings a raya from Parshas Bechukosai. In Parshas Bechukosai, we have the parsha of Batei Orei Cholmon, a horrible kutosa. Parsha of Batei Orei Cholmon. Batei Orei Cholmon, if I, Bahar, Parsha is Bahar, if I have a home in a walled city and I sell my home, I have a year to be put in my home. And if I'm not put in my home in the course of a year, then it belongs to the lokeach, lock, stock, and barrel. And even when Shemitah year comes, I can't get it back. We don't apply, Yovel, so even when Yovel comes, we don't get it back. We don't apply the rhythm of Yovel to Batei Orei Cholmon. I have a year, etc. So what used to happen? What used to happen is that towards the end of the year, the lokeach would make himself scarce. He would go off to Florida, hide somewhere, so that the mocher couldn't find him, couldn't depot his home, and that way he could keep the home. So that caused him his problems. See, the Volker wants to be quoted, so the Lokeach is not there. So Hillel made a special takana. Hillel said that if the Lokeach makes himself scarce on purpose, it's a Gemara and Erechin, Mishnah Erechin, that the person can take the money to the Rishka, to the Beis HaMikdash, and tell them, this is the money, this is the Geula for my home, and then go in, break into the house, Shover and Sadelas, and the house is his. That was Hillel's takon. You don't have to necessarily give the money to the lokeach, you can give it to the lishka as well. So says the aguda, were we to say, yesh ones liyom acharon, were we to say that the fact that I can't seem to do something on the last day is ones rachmana patre, we would have such a halacha, why would Hillel have to make a takana? So I could say, it's true I had a year to do it, but I tried to do it on the last day, and the owner wasn't there, so I was honest. Honest Rahmana Patre. It's as though I was poded. I still have an extension. And so the fact that Hillel made a takana, you see that that's not called honest. You see that Chazal will tell him, why did you wait till the last day? You should have been poded a month ago, 2 months ago. The owner was still around. That's not called onus. Since it's not called onus, so what's going to be with the field? He has no alternative but a takana of Hillel. That was the aguda's diuk. From the Mishnah, from the takana of Hillel, you see that we don't say onus liyom acharon. Or if you want to onus liyom acharon, go have the onus. Come along to both the Ksos and the Sivos and say, our Gemara is a raya against the aguda. What do we see in our Gemara? A person says, Hareza Gitech im lo basi mikan v'ad shloshim yom. Right? And then 25 days pass, and chola, he gets ill. And he stays ill until the end. What does our Gemara say? Meikar adin, yesh ones v'gitin. Yesh ones v'gitin. The kiyum atanai v'ones is not considered to be a kiyum atanai. Why? Because yesh ones v'gitin. 25 days, he was perfectly healthy. He just got ill the last 5 days. We don't care. An ones is an ones is an ones. Yesh ones liyom acharon. That's the Ksosis Raya. The Siva says, continue from one to the Gemara. We have the case of the Mavra. In other words, Asoy, I'm here. In other words, who told you to come the last day? Why did you wait for the floods and then come? You should have come before the floods. The floods went here all 30 days. When you made the Tanai, you could have come. You weren't on those the first 29 days. The flood is only the last day. I mean, the last day there's a strike. There's an airline strike. There's a ferry strike. It's only the last day. And yet the Gemara calls that Yesh Onus Begitim. So both Tzos and the Siva say, we have a Raya from our Gemara against the Aguda. That's where the Ksos and the Sivos pretty much leave things. They deal with other matters as well, but they say that our Gemara is the Farish Araya against the Aguda. On this Ksos and the Sivos and Aguda, there's a Reb Chaim Lipi HaShmua. I think it's in, maybe even there's this volume of Reb Chaim HaLashas, right, that has a liquid of things that he said in Lipi HaShmua. I think so. I think it's there, if I'm not mistaken. Could you think of how Reb Chaim was machalik between the cases? Why, in the case of the Aguda, maybe in the case of Barthei Arichoma, did he feel that from there was a very, very good raya that ein ones biyom acharon, and there won't be a kasha from our Gemara? I our Gemara is mashma yesh ones biyom acharon. No, there won't be a kasha. How can one distinguish between these two sugyas? What do you think? Are the equivalent? I have a year in which to be poda my home. I have a month in which to come and bring the gift. If I wait till the last day of the year, I'm not honest. If I can't get to my wife on the last day I said I would give her the gift, I am honest. Yes? No, there was according to the Ramban in Chumash by Barthei Arichoma says, why a year? So he says also a year is not the time a person on his mind has this field on his mind. For a year he thinks about it. After a year we assume that he was already in the siyah, that he forgot about it, etc. The Ramban says also that there's a svara over here as well. And there they want to bring a raya that 12 months you remember things, beyond 12 months you don't. That's why we have Zechiras HaMelech every 12 months, because 12 months is the maximum time to remember things from event to event. There's the Ming Araya from that Ramban by Barthei Arichoma. Yes?
In your case, where the cases
why? Again, I want a little sharp. I think you're on the right track. It's a little sharper. It's a little sharper. In our case, the Tanai is that if I don't come within 30 days, then the get is a get. Over there, the Tanai is that if I don't redeem this within a year, then the mecher is a mecher. Right? We have two very, very parallel cases. If I don't come within 30 days, then the get is a get. If I don't redeem this within a year, then the mecher is a mecher. How can you distinguish between those two? Well, in both of them, we have a kiyama tnai ba'onis. I didn't come within 30 days because the river was there. I didn't redeem it within a year because the owner wasn't around for me to redeem it. Why should we say that in one case, onis the yom acharon is onis, and in the other case, that onis the yom acharon is not onis? Yes?
You're there. You came
on the last day. I came. I could have come a month earlier. I had a year. I had a year to be posted. The owner was around for 363 days. Then, for 2 days, he took a trip to New Guinea.
But you came, and whenever you came, you came to be posted, and the Sadashini wasn't there. In the case of the gift, the get, you were stopped from coming. So if that's not
what would be in the case of Barthei Arichoma if the owner got scarlet fever and wasn't able to be poda? The owner broke his leg, he was in a hospital, had a heart attack, was in a hospital, wasn't able to be poda. The Aguda wouldn't say also that, the Aguda would still say over there, onus the yom acharon is not onus. He got a heart attack after 11 months. Where was he for the 11 months? There's something more basic. You know, it's not a question as to that you're dealing with technically whether the onus was in Hashemayim or the onus was bidei Adam. Those are distinctions. Those are distinctions even in our sugya. Yitzchak did in our sugya, if the Israel had been taken captive rather than chala, maybe there would be a difference, maybe there wouldn't be a difference. That's what David Dykman pointed out. The Rishon speak about what sort of onus works. But we're assuming whatever onus works in our sugya works over there. Whatever onus works over there works over there. However, in Batei Arechoma, onus the yom acharon is not an onus, and in our sugya, onus the yom acharon is an onus. Yes, Josh. In Batei Arechoma, Hillel had to make a takana. Hillel had to make a takana in Batei Arechoma. It is an onus. Meikar hadin. And with halacha lemaaseh, we pass in Nate Snuos and Nate Prutos. Kiilu is not an onus. And we'll deal with that after Rabban Dushim and etc. But Meikar hadin, yesh onus begitin. The bottom line of our studio, Lashon Rishon, Lashon Sheni, yesh onus begitin. Kiyamatnai ba onus is kiyamatnai, even if the onus is biyom acharon. And the bottom line of Batei Arechoma, which a good point there, is that ain ones liyom acharon. So why does our Gemara say yesh ones liyom acharon? And over there, the Gemara says ain ones liyom acharon. You're saying Zeres HaKosov, okay. But the Aguda certainly didn't understand like you because he learned out from there a rule, a principle, right? And he learned out a principle that when you make a neder, you're going to learn Bavadasa in the course of the year, and then the last few days of the year, you're taken into Miluim, you can't claim, according to Aguda, onus upon a papi. You had a year to learn Bavadasa, why do you wait till the last week? You know it's going to take time, why do you wait till the last week? So the Aguda paskins that honestly Yom Acharon learns out from that Zeres HaKosa the rule that applies even to a neder bizmanenu. Okay, so he's not distinguishing that manner. Yes. That's a very good point. That the Nesiva talks about as to whether we have a full-fledged mecher and only it can be broken on Afreya, or whether it's like a machka on a halva and it's only going to take place after the year. That's a very, very good point. That's the Nesiva talks about. Rav Chaim took a different approach. Yes. Both of them are l'kayim, but they're two different. There are two forms of l'kayim. That's where Benji began. Think to yourselves. We have both of these are t'nai. Both Batei Arechoma and the case of Yet. They're both t'nai that are both revolving around time. Here is a year. Here is 30 days. But time within a t'nai can serve two different functions. In one situation, the t'nai is that I have to do a certain act. It's a one-time act. I simply have a period of time in which to do that act. I have to be part of the field. Part of the field is going to the owner and giving him back the money that he gave me. He gave me $1,000. I have to go to the new owner, to the buyer, and give him back $1,000. I have a year in which to do it. Or the time is simply a framework, it's bookends, as to when I do that act. I can do it after a month, 2 months, 3 months, it's a one-time act. In our Gemara, im lo basi ad shloshim yom hareza get. What is the time? Not bookends. That is, that the time is a t'nai. The time is that 30 days I have to be away from you. 30 days if I have to be away from you. If I'm going to be with you for a minute of that 30 days, then the t'nai is broken. In one case, the t'nai is the background. In the other case, the time is the background. In the other case, the time is the t'nai. That here we're dealing 30 days. It's like I'm going to say that if I don't smoke for 30 days, this will be a get. If I don't smoke for 30 days, this will be a get. And then I want to smoke, and I can't find a cigarette, right? Or is that, and I have this 30 days. If I were to break the 30 days by a little bit, so that's a tremendous difference. If I have 12 months to do an act, and I wait until the very last day, and then I can't do it, so I go and says, who are you playing games with? Ain't honestly Yom Acharon. You could have done this after 5 days, after 10 days, after a month, after 3 months. Why do you wait till the last day? That's not called onus, that's shia. You wait until the last day, that's shia. That's not called onus. You can't claim onus rachmana patre. You can't claim, no matter which way, umdana or danaros or sasadavar, you can't claim that on the last day. You could have done this any day. But in our Gemara, the tnai is the time, the 30 days. And so, we have over here a kiyum ba'onis, means I wanted to break the tonight. And to break the tonight would have been enough any day to break the tonight. I can break the tonight on day one, day three, day five. Maybe the tonight is the totality of the 30 days. Then, if I wanted to break the tonight, but it was a kiyum ba'onis is not considered to be a kiyum at tonight. Now, it's that we're dealing over here with a different form of kiyum. They're both kiyum. But one of them is a kiyum of an act, one of them is a kiyum of a non-act. Not coming for 30 days is the kiyum atanai. When not coming is the kiyum atanai, then ones yom acharon is ones. When an act is, if I say I'm going to come within 30 days, then ones yom acharon would not be a tanai. And we were dealing over here with two different tanaim. One of which, where the time is simply the background, the other with the time is the kiyum tonight. My not coming for 30 days is my tonight. So if there's an onus any point in that 30 days, first day, middle day, last day, then I wasn't a kind of tonight. That's Reb Chaim, I think it makes a lot of sense. But Reb Chaim is based on an assumption in terms of Bakar Ari Choma. That we could clear what is, this is going to be what Reuven pointed out, what is the din of Bakar Ari Choma? Is it that the Mecher was a full Mecher? But I have the right to break it by being poda, and I can be poda anytime within 12 months. Or do we say that my not being poda for 30 months, for 12 months, that's what creates the Mecher? The Mecher is created by my not being poda for 12 months. Or do we say the Mecher is a Mecher, but I have the schut of breaking it by coming anytime within the 12 months, or the mecher becomes a mecher by my not coming for 12 months? My nafkamina. If the mecher, which way did Yagud understand? That the mecher is a mecher, but I can break it by coming within 12 months, or the mecher becomes a mecher by my not coming for 12 months? Yagud learned the first way, right? In other words, he viewed it that here we have an act, I have to do an act. And I have 12 months within to do it, within I have time to do it. Then we say that that claiming onus the last day, that's not onus, I could have done it earlier. I had one act, and I had a year to do it. If we say, my not being poda for 12 months, that's what creates the mecher, that's like our Gemara. My not coming for 30 days creates the gift. And then, anytime you have an onus within that 12 months, that would break the kiyum atanai. Kiyum atanai ba'onas is not considered to be a kiyum atanai. Namely, is the not coming the kiyum atanai, or is the coming a method of breaking the mecher? So the Agudas clearly understood that we have over here a skut, but that's an open question. You don't have to necessarily learn that way. And then Reb Chaim gets involved. Why do Reb Chaim write this? The Rambam is a mecher, not that way. And that's not our business. But just what Reb Chaim says, we have to be sensitive to two types of zman. One zman, which is simply a background, and another zman, which is the essence of the tanai. Or if you want to, is the tanai an action, or is the tanai a lack of action? The lack of action, that's what we call time. Lack of action is only defined by time. How long am I going to smoke? A day, a week, a year? Then, you know, with that, in other words, there's a difference between not smoking a day, not smoking a week, not smoking a year. Mashenkein, an act, it's the same act. If I do it here, 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 but I simply have a framework of time that tells me how long I have to do it. Okay, so these are two different worlds. In one case, we say, honestly, yom acharon, have ones. In one case, we say, honestly, yom acharon, lo have ones. You could say different case. We'd have a different halacha. Sure. Yeah. If I were to tell the woman that this will be your get, if I give you a package within 30 days, this will be your get if I give you a package within 30 days. And then, in other words, and then the last day, I want to give the woman the package. Well, what can I do? I can't get to her. Then that's similar to Batari Choma. Then we say that's onus yamacharon. That's not an onus. That's not an onus. The bottom line is that you didn't give the package, etc. I say this is your get unless I give you a package within 30 days. I can do that also with a get. This is a get unless I give you a package within 30 days, and then I don't give you the package. Okay, we'll stop over here. Yeah. No. It's a bit of something.
In the world of Umin, this doesn't apply.
Even in the world of Umdana, this could apply. Even in the world of Umdana, there is a difference. In other words, the difference is that in the world of Umdana, we're saying that when I have a year to do something, I can only, this goes back to Shliach and the Shliach, etc., I can only claim onus in a situation that I really couldn't have anticipated. Every person can anticipate that towards the end of his time period, something can happen. I mean, that's life. In other words, there is room to distinguish even within the world of Umdana. However, if we're talking about something that I take upon myself for 30 days, 30 days are not going to come, then the Ma'inat Kamina, whether the onus is here or here or here. You could distinguish even in the world of Umdana. The Nachim between Rashi and the Rishonim was Bitul Tnai Va'onas. Here we're dealing with Kiyum Tnai Va'onas. I'm selling you a field, and this Mecher will be valid if I don't come and if I don't redeem my field. And here at the bottom line, I didn't redeem that field. So we have Kiyum Tnai Va'onas. Kiyum Tnai Va'onas works according to Umdana and according to the Nara Sasadav. We're dealing with Kiyum Tnai Va'onas, not Bitul Tnai. Bitul Mecha, not Bitul Tnai, huh? The Tnai is that I will not be Poden. And there was a Kiyum Tnai, I wasn't Poden.
So we said Bitul wouldn't work as far as mine, because it wouldn't work as far as
Umdana. And Bitul on the Tnai, not on the Maisa. Bitul Tnai. There's Tnai and Maisa. Where we're moving to, and what I'd like to do with you next week, is the fill-in over here, so that we can, when we restart up, we'll start up go back to the Mishnah already, to the sugya of Batei Din Kvuim. We have one sugya over here in the middle, of Kina Rabbanon Kedushei Minei, calling the Kadesh Adaita Rabbanon Mekadesh. So over here, you have Rashi, very important Rashi, in terms of what are Kedushei Kesef, and the famous Rambam as well, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, as to where the Kedusha Kesef are Midivrei Torah, Midivrei Rabbanan, Midivrei Sofrim, etc. And then we have, that's A, and then we have the question of exactly how do we define this principle of Afkina Rabbanan Kedusha Minei. So we have to look in the various places where Afkina Rabbanan is mentioned. So Tosfos already over here sends you to Hashaleach to Daf Lamed Gimel. What else do I want you to see? So look at the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Med Aleph. Also Gitin Daf Ayin Gimel Med Aleph. In our sugya, aside from Rashi and Tosfos, also the Ritva and the Ra'ah. The Gemara over here is quoted in Rashi, on the side actually, in Yevamos Daf Sadi Yamed Beis, see the Rashi over there as well, in Yevamos Sadi Yamed Beis. And then there's a famous tshuva of Rav Haigon, which is found in the Otsar HaGaonim on Ksuvus, in the section of tshuvas is Simon Samach. So tshuva of Rav Haigon in terms of whether Rabbanan nowadays can also use the mechanism of Afkina Rabbanan L'Kedushei Minei. Halacha Maisa nowadays is brought up quite often in terms of dealing with Agunos. So we'll deal with that topic, just to try and put things on the table, and then the Neder will continue into the sugya of Shachtu, take, you know, it's just the Gemara down to Belidrosh Lehu. And that's Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. Thank you.